So can you talk about the results?
Yes. So basically, the design of the trial was based on a primary endpoint of radiographic progression-free survival. And the results basically showed that there is almost over doubling of the radiographic progression-free survival in the primary cohort, which is BRCA1, 2, and ATM. And then there was also improvement in radiographic progression-free survival in the overall cohort. And with regard to other secondary endpoints, time to pain progression was significantly delayed. In fact, the median has not been reached in the primary cohort with regard to that, as opposed to the control arm. Measurable disease response was also much higher in the olaparib arm. Time to disease progression obviously is much better in the overall and in the primary cohort. And we began seeing actually very interesting and encouraging trends on overall survival. And while the p-value on the surface appears significant, it's not mature yet. So we would need to wait actually for enough events, which we anticipate will occur perhaps around middle of next year.
Response is always tricky with prostate cancer, but what about response rates?
That's why when we designed this study, we designed it based on a progression-free survival endpoint. But the response rate was in the context of patients who had measurable disease. And the measurable disease was like 30%+ compared to, I want to say, 2 or 3%.
What was the response rate?
It was 33%.
Versus in the control group, what?
Well, like a few percentages. It wasn't high.
Right.
Yeah.